This presentation aims to give an overview of the Episcopal centers of Northern Macedonia based on a modest number of inscriptions dated to late antiquity. It will provide some answers to open questions by examining new epigraphic material in its archaeological context in order to shed light on the historical, cultural, and social processes in early Christian Macedonia. The term Northern Macedonia was actually never used in antiquity, but here it is chosen to name the region which corresponds to the northern part of the province of Macedonia in the imperial period. The frequent changes of the provincial borders in late antiquity means that this territory was alternatively part of Macedonia Prima and part of Macedonia Secunda or Salutaris, but also, as is proven by inscriptions, parts of northern Macedonia were at times included in the neighboring provinces of Dacia Mediterranea and Epirus Nova.
Excuse me, could you talk a little bit louder, please?
Yeah? Okay. According to literary sources, there were several episcopacies in this region: Bargala, Stobi, Heraclea Linkestis, and Lichnidos, which are archaeologically attested, and the episcopacies of Doberos and Zapara, which remain unidentified. The early Roman history of these cities is to be reconstructed primarily on the basis of the large amount of epigraphic material, as well as on the basis of archaeological excavations of a few key structures. Conversely, the late antique cities and the areas around them offer a lower number of inscriptions, though many opportunities for large archaeological excavations of the buildings from that period. The location of Bargala was discovered thanks to an inscription found in the 1940s. The inscription, which has been published many times, tells that Antonius Alipius, a consular of the province of Dacia Mediterranea, financed the construction of the city gate of Bargala in 371. Everything indicates that the inscription was not found in situ, however. Later archaeological excavations detected the Roman city with parts of its fortification, some public structures with fragmentary mosaics, and a sanctuary of Zeus and Hera at the village of Dolenkoziak, which showed that early imperial Bargala existed there until the 4th century. Later on, most probably as a result of barbarian attacks, the city was relocated on a plateau called Gradot, which means the town, in the village of Gorenkoziak, about 2 kilometers to the east of the Roman city. The fortifications and basilicas excavated there make it clear that this is where the episcopacy of Bargala was located. Bishop Dardanius from Bargala is listed in the Acts of the Chalcedon Council in 451. The city was then in province of Macedonia Prima, according to these acts, though later on, in the 6th century, Hierocles places it in Macedonia Secunda. This means that it was a part of 3 different provinces, Macedonia Prima, Macedonia Secunda, and Dacia Mediterranea, in less than a century and a half. 3 basilicas have been excavated on site: the episcopal, the so-called urban, and extramuros cemetery basilicas, and an episcopal complex. The episcopal basilica most probably underwent 3 construction phases, and each of them have been variously dated by different researchers, including Blaga Alexova, who has dedicated most of her life work to Bargala. The time of the foundation of the basilica varies from the 4th to the late 5th century, and the 2nd and the 3rd restoration phases go from the 1st to the 2nd half of the 6th century. Unfortunately, a few inscriptions found in the basilica do not offer any help in solving the question of dating, because there are either formulaic prayers or they are too fragmented. The main entrance of the basilica on the west side was a tribune entrance in the exonarthex, which was divided by 2 slabs. Their bases were found in situ, along with 2 Ionic capitals nearby, one of which bore an inscription with an ordinary prayer by Bishop Hermia. It cannot be firmly related to the foundation or restoration of the structure, as are the inscriptions, for example, from the episcopal basilica in Stobi. Based on the archaeological context, one can conclude that Hermia was one of the very close successors of Dardanius in the second half of the 5th century, if indeed he was not his direct successor. A similar plea was written on a brick found in the vicinity of the Piscina in the older face of the Baptisterium. Another fragmented brick with a possible mention of deacon or deaconess was also found in the context of the, Episcopal Basilica. One of the most interesting finds in Bargala is a wooden relief found in the Praefurnium of the large bath in the Episcopal complex. It was discovered in the midst of carbonized wood, ash, and coal, so that only few fragments have survived. The purpose of the object remains unknown, as is the reason why it was carried to that part of the bath. The scene on the largest fragment has been clearly identified as the sacrifice of Isaac, while all the other fragments contain friezes with animals, a lion and probably a bull separated by swastikas. Unfortunately, it is impossible to reconstruct the original dimensions of the relief. Filipova, who has made an iconographic and stylistic study of the relief, relates the scene of sacrifice of Isaac to the early Christian presentations of the scene, but she also mentions that the scene, as well as the animals and swastikas, were frequently used in synagogue mosaics from the 4th to the 6th centuries, giving it a big chance as a testimony for a few Jewish inhabitants in Bargala, an idea which is somewhat supported by the strong Jewish community in neighboring Stobi. Only a few letters have been preserved on three fragments. One of them possibly bears Adventus, written vertically. Concerning that the dimensions of the relief remain unknown, it is possible that Adventus was written for some other scene on the same object. As Filipova suggests, maybe Christ's triumphal entry in Jerusalem. Another fragment, which is fairly damaged, possibly bears an inscription finishing with Haer, while the third one has traces of omicrons and lambdas. However, these readings would need to be confirmed through a more thorough examination. Although several late antique tombs were excavated in Bargala's vicinity, no Christian epitaphs have been found so far. The only known Christian tombstone from this area was discovered about 25 kilometers to the southeast of Bargala at the site called Tower, near the village of Kalauslia, a settlement with a basilica and a fortification dating from the late antiquity, and which was connected to the numerous defensive points around Bargala. It has an unusual 5th or 6th century grave text, which was written for Peonina, a daughter of Pasiphilos, who was an ectigos, a defensor of the settlement. This is the first attestation of this personal name. In light of the usual phonetic permutations in inscriptions of northern Macedonia, it is possible that the name derives from Paion or Paionios, even though it is not attested anywhere else in Macedonia and appears only in male variants elsewhere. Bargala has not yielded many inscriptions so far. This situation is in line with the absence of an epigraphic habit in the valley of the river Astibo. The number of inscriptions from the imperial period is indeed evidently lower than in other Macedonian regions. We have already seen this basilica. Stobi was situated at the confluence of the Erigon and Axios rivers and at the crossroads of major Balkan routes in antiquity. The road going from the Aegean Sea to the Danube, the road which following the river Astibo went to Serdica via Astibo, Bargala, Tranupara and Pautalia, and the section of the Via Egnatia which started near Heraclea Linkestis and followed the Erigon River. Stobi was mentioned for the first time by Livy, who described it as a vetus urbs. A small town in classical and Hellenistic times, it became the most important city in the middle of the Axios Valley in the Roman period. In the early 4th century, Stobi was seat of an episcopate. This is made clear from the lists of bishops attending church councils and had been confirmed by the excavations of 7 basilicas and 3 baptisteries in the city and its vicinity. Budius, who was who was present at the Council of Nicaea in 325, is the first known bishop from Stobi, while Bishop Nicolaos is said to have attended the Council of Chalcedon in 451. The excavation of the Episcopal Basilica, which is the most significant structure in the city, revealed the names of other bishops. A mosaic inscription from the second phase of the old Episcopal Basilica, which corresponds to its renovation phase, commemorates the name of Bishop Eustathios. And then in the second half of the 5th century, a significantly larger new Episcopal Basilica was built 4 meters above the old Basilica. Bishop Philip, who was commemorated on a lintel of the Basilica, was responsible for its construction. Other known bishops from Stobi include Ioannes, who participated in the 6th Ecumenical Council at Constantinople in 680, and Margaritas, who attended the 2nd Trullanum Synod in 692. The floors in the old Episcopal Basilica contained Christ monograms and an unusual petition enclosed in a medallion. Two additional mosaic dedications were found. The first one was set up by the deaconess Matrona, and the second by a certain Peristeria. Other dedicatory inscriptions from the old basilica include this prayer engraved on the brick on the right side. In addition, several prayers were inscribed on the western end of the northern wall, of which 8 fresco fragments have been preserved. They all bear a widespread form of prayer for help. Given that the frescoes were part of the first phase of the old Episcopal Basilica, these graffiti are likely to date from the first half of the 5th century. Other graffiti on fresco fragments simply feature Kyrie or Christos. Judging by their appearance, the graffiti seem to have all been inscribed within a short time span. Christian grave inscriptions from Stobi, which can be dated with certainty in the 5th and 6th centuries, have also been found. All of them have typical, simple grave formulas starting with the phrase Entade Kite, followed by the names of the deceased, or starting with the terms Memorion, Mnema, Mnemion, Mneme, and the word Kimiterion appears on one gravestone only. These inscriptions have proven to be an important source of information on the prosopography of late antique Stobi. Thus, we know of one archdeacon named Theophilos Zopyrou and one eparchikos, an official at the service of the praefectus named Basilius. Other occupations are also mentioned, such as that of Euandrios, the archiatros, or Heron, the oikodomos, and Demetrios, the vaginarios. On this occasion, I would like to present a new grave inscription found in a field by villagers near Rosoman, a village about 15 kilometers to the south of Stobi. The plaque bears 2 inscriptions, the first one for Capitolina and the second one for Theodora by her husband Aretos. The first inscription starts with Enta Kite, which is typical for 5th and 6th century epitaphs in Stobi, as in all other Macedonian cities. The absence of a cross on the stele at the beginning or at the end of the text is puzzling, especially since the deceased Capitolina was said to be pisteuomene prosoligon chronon, which one can understand that she was introduced to Christianity shortly before her death. The text continues with Chorion despotikon salto to parakimeno testobeon poli, another important fact, that she was living and most probably buried on the forest or woodland of emperor's estate near Stobi, if indeed we understand salto as a Greek transliteration of the Latin saltus. This is not attested in Greek inscriptions, but is found on Latin in the context of Procurator Saltus Domitiani in Corinthia and Praefectus Saltus in Escus in Thracia. Greek inscriptions have only Greek transliteration of Saltuarius. Possible dative form Saltuario on our inscription here is hardly understandable. Her husband, who erected the monument, if the suppositions for the phonetic alteration are right, tells that he was pleasing her and that she has gone meta Christou. The inscription gives new light on the situation in Stobis Ager. It is also worth pointing out that the question of the Ager of Stobi is discussed for a long time and that this is the first testimony that it was spread to the whole Tikvash plain. The second grave inscription, that of Theodora, bears a grave formula frequently attested in the Tikvash plain and which is usually attributed to the 3rd century. This raises an interesting question. It is obvious that the plaque was inscribed from the top to the bottom. It is that the first inscription is older than the second one. We know a lot of early Christian epitaphs containing the formula Haere Parodita, together with other elements, such as a cross, pigeon, or similar, which usually allow to identify with certainty the inscription as Christian. On this basis, both inscriptions should be dated to the late 3rd or 4th centuries, though it is difficult to date it more precisely. An extremely rich production of gravestones is specific for Tikvash Plain, and they are considered to be connected to smaller civitates and their poor population, and to villae rusticae of the rich inhabitants of Stobi. In any case, we have the earliest Christian inscription from Stobi Ager, and it opens a new perspective on the emerging and rise of Christianity in northern Macedonia as an excellent example for the attitude in the 3rd and 4th centuries. At the same time, both inscriptions will make an important shifting of the previous considerations about the 3rd century Stobi, its Ager, and indirectly a wider region around it, if we consider the fact about the prominence of Stobi for other cities. In all the published studies, the 3rd and the 4th centuries were divided as a completely separated periods, but never connected together, as is shown by this inscription. Following the Erigon River, we come to the Pelagonian plain and to Heraclea Lynkestis. It is attested that the city was founded by Philip II, and it grew to become a significant city in Roman times thanks to its position on Via Egnatia and on the diagonal road leading to Stobi and then to the Danube. Archaeological, epigraphic, and literary sources indicate that Heraclea was one of the prominent episcopal seats in Macedonia in late antiquity. Bishop Evagrius of Heraclea is listed at the Council of Serdica in 343. Another Heraclean bishop was at the Council of Ephesus in 431, and Bishop Quintilius represented the Bishop of Thessalonica in absentia at the Ecumenical Council of Ephesus in 449, and was also present at the Council of Chalcedon in 451, while Bishop Benignus represented again the Bishop of Thessalonica in Constantinople in 553. The late antique architecture of the city included 4 basilica which were used simultaneously. The 2 main ones were the minor basilica with the baptistery, the so-called small church built as a 3-nave basilica, in which the name of Ioannes, another bishop of Heraclea, from the 6th century was found engraved as a monogram on a capital. And the Great Basilica, a 3-nave structure with an exonartex, narthex, and a naos, ending with an apse. It was built with a catechumenum and a baptistery on the southeastern side, as well as the deaconicon with a courtyard and a wide apse to the west. It was decorated with splendid mosaic floors, including a unique mosaic inscription, the only one preserved at Heraclea, which states, Vinica domesticus laboravit pro peccatis suis. The city fountain was also decorated with an inscription, which records that it was constructed in the 35th year of the reign of Justinian, while Ioannes was bishop of Heraclea. Several grave inscriptions help to understand the composition of the early Macedonian community at Heraclea. So far, we know of the Hartularius, Vasilios, the Comes and Ducenarius Venenatos, and one unidentified presbyter. Another prominent city on the Via Egnatia, which was situated on the northeast coast of Lake of Ohrid, was Lichnidos. The modern city of Ohrid, which is included in the UNESCO list of World Natural and Cultural Heritage Sites, has been continuously inhabited since prehistoric times. Traces of the earliest settlement, which are dated to the late Bronze or early Iron Age, as well as to the Roman conquest, have been also discovered in the heart of the city, within the intramuros area on a plateau named Plaushnik, Hellenistic houses and several private structures from the early Roman period have been excavated. This formed the foundation of the late antique city center with large basilicas were later constructed as testimonies of the expansion of the new religion. Situated in the border region between Macedonian and Illyrian territories, Lichnidos was part of the province of Macedonia in the imperial period and considered a center of the tribe Dasaretioi. The name of the tribe is found on Roman inscriptions from the city, marking some community which is still not strictly defined by modern scholars. Bishop Dionysius de Macedonia de Lichnido was listed as present at the Council of Serdica in 343. However, a near contemporary dedication to Constans II and Constantine Gallus indicates that following Diocletian's reforms, Lichnidos then became part of the province of Epirus Nova, even though it was still within the boundaries of the Diocese of Macedonia, which is possibly the answer of De Macedonia after the name of Bishop Dionysius. Although there are many early Christian monuments in Lichnidos and its vicinity, they have not been completely excavated as the city has more or less remained in the exact same location from prehistoric times until modern times. Our knowledge of the ancient city is also limited by the fact that there is still no complete publication of the results of the archaeological excavations undertaken without interruption for more than a century, and especially in the last 10 years. This remark also applies to inscriptions, since most of them were published after the Ige fascicle appeared. But despite of these challenges, archaeologists have managed to put together a picture of early Christianity at Lichnidos. The presence of a large Christian community is attested by 9 basilicas within the city walls and 6 more in the nearest vicinity of Lichnidos, which were all used simultaneously. As mentioned before, the religious center of the city was established in the 4th century on the hill named Plaushnik, where 3 basilica have been excavated. The large or southern basilica lies below St. Clement's Church of St. Pantelemon. This is a 3-nave basilica with an narthex, next to which was constructed a square baptisterium with a circular piscina. The baptisterium was positioned on the southeast side of the structure and was built during some later construction phase. Both the basilica and the baptisterium had floors covered with mosaics. Bitrakova Grozdanova had concluded that on the basis of stylistic and iconographic motifs that the basilica was built very quickly without previous plans for the decoration of the floors. She has even detected several mosaic masters with different handwritings and styles. While trying to find an answer for the builder's apparent urgency, she suggested that the then Bishop Theodoritos seized the opportunity of a papal delegation passing through Lichnidos on its way to Thessalonica and Constantinople in the early 6th century to beautify the new great structure. On the northern side of the atrium was built an apsidal annex of the basilica, which has been understood and presented in various ways, sometimes as a prothesis, sometimes as a deconicon, or simply as an annex. These interpretations partly depend on one's understanding of the mosaic inscription positioned in the center of the apse, hypermnemes, tes Hosias Paulas tes Diaconu. It does not mean that Paula gifted the inscription, which is the main problem, but that female members of the Christian community decided to commemorate the virtues of Paula. There is also a mosaic in the apse of this annex with motifs which are very unusual in early Christian iconography, a lion and a snake with a partial inscription of Psalm 29:13. This verse may simply reply as a sign of a support for the catechumenoion, their journey towards unity with God, as the position of the annex suggests. So I think that this is the reason why we should name this catechumenum. Only 40 meters north from the atrium of the large basilica lies the majestic polyconchal church, as it was named by the first excavators, though nowadays it is called the Tetraconch Church. It is a beautiful structure which was most probably the first one to be built at Plaušnik in the second half of the 5th century. As shown on the plan, the cross-shaped ground of the church was enlarged by some apsidal annexes, and almost all of them had floors covered with mosaics. There are two confirmed building phases. The baptistery, which was built as a triconchal structure, belongs to the second phase of the construction of church in the second half of the 5th century. The floors were decorated with scenes from paradise, giving the central stage to personification of the four rivers of Eden, which according to Genesis 2:8-14 were Phison, Gion, Tigris, and Euphrates. The part where the Tigris was represented is now missing. The central scene is almost identical to the one in the apsis of the northwestern annex, in which was found an inscription which is common throughout early Christian Macedonia. We also saw the same formula in Julian's presentation. And finally, there is another apsidal annex lying about 2 meters higher than the layer of the church, and other annexes with still unidentified function. An unpublished inscription in the mosaic of the apsis possibly reveals a bishop of Lichnidus who has initiated an arxamenos and supported the construction of the annex, and then left it to his children who were assisting him to the utmost. 4 bishops of Lichnidos are documented in Lekien's Oriens Christianus. Dionysius, who was at the council in Serdica in 343, Antonius, who was at the council at Ephesus and has signed the letters from the Synod of Epirus Nova to Emperor Leo in 453, Laurentius, who signed the first letter to Pope Gelasius in 492, and according to Lekien, he has been inherited by Theodoretos, who has given a libellum to the delegation of Pope Hormisda when they were passing through Lichnidos in 519, as was mentioned before. If we assume that the inscription reveals the name of the so far unknown episcop, one could ask about the years when he was a bishop. And it is to be relied on the archaeological context of the inscription compared to these data. Dates of the construction of the polyconchal church vary in opinions of different researchers from the second half of the 5th century until middle 6th century, based mainly upon the stylistic and iconographic features of the mosaics, which does not help in setting the years of a bishop from this inscription, because we have 2 possibilities. The first one is that he has inherited Antonius, whom we find signed on the Council of Ephesus in 431, and in the letter to the Pope in 453, And then according to the years of Laurentius, known from 492 to 519, it is possible that Philostorgos was a bishop approximately between 453 and 492. The second possibility, if we accept the dating of the church in the 6th century, is that after 519, he inherited Laurentius, the last so far known episcop of Lychnidas. So this was an attempt to overview new inscriptions and new results from the archaeological excavations of the early Christian episcopal seats in northern Macedonia. As well as was outlined several times, main problem stands out for not enough precise dating, which varies from 4th until the middle of the 5th centuries, a case when the epigraphy is almost completely depending on archaeology. Each of the presented inscriptions is not completely analyzed without a certain archaeological context. But what we can surely understand is the fact that the most important cities in the imperial period have held their role in the history and life in the early Christian Macedonia, especially as the centers for large Christian communities. Many answers connected to some separate features of each episcopal seat could be made in correlation to the Byzantine history as Lychnidos or Byzantine Ohrid and Bargala or Byzantine Bregalnica were the main centers for Christian church under which the development of cultural habits, especially the approving of Slavic literacy, was promoted above all. Thank you.
So thank you so much. I can only confess that Ohrid is one of the nicest places I have ever seen in my life. And I want to show you the book of Slavica Barbaruma, Inscriptionis Toborum, the first step to the corpus of North Macedonia. Now please, discussion.
If not, I will jump in. So.
Forgive me, this is a question born out of simple ignorance, but I saw in your Stobi inscriptions that the building is called the Ecclesia, not, and that the promise to rebuild or what they built the building was Ecclesia. Does Ecclesia always mean a building or does it mean the community?
The building here, I think.
Here it means clearly the building, yes, but is that common? Is that normal in Christian epigraphy? Please forgive this ignorant question.
This one, I think. No?
Yeah.
As far as I know, especially in Stobi, they are homonyms. Ecclesia is used for a structure, for a building.
And you don't have basilica at all?
There is basilica because...
The name used, the word used, basilica?
No, no. There is no such term for the structure.
Several hands waving in the air.
Just to answer the question, for another region, there are various examples from Asia Minor where the Ecclesia designates a group.
I was struck by the fact that, if I counted rightly, you had two inscriptions of female diakonoi.
Yes.
But I don't know male diakonoi. And how normal is it in this time that we have female deaconesses?
I think it is pretty usual.
Pretty usual?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are two in Stobi, then this one deaconess in Ohrid. Paula and one possible, this is why I felt pretty free to say that on the fragment where deaconess could be reconstructed on the brick from Bargala, we can talk about deacon and deaconess equally.
But do we have more deaconesses than deacons in the inscriptions? That would be interesting.
Yes. At this point, yes.
The absence is unusual for North Macedonia.
Yeah.
Of male and female. You have them elsewhere. Yeah. It's just trying to show you why we have none.
Yes. There is also one in Heraclea, one deaconess.
Ja, es gibt, ich habe die vor 20 Jahren, die ich gefunden habe, habe in meiner Doktorarbeit die Diakonissen und alle diese kirchlichen Leute gesammelt. Aber ich habe meine Doktorarbeit nicht mitgenommen. Aber es gibt auch in Attika und ich glaube auch vielleicht in Korinth, aber überall. Wie viel, ich kann nicht mehr mich erinnern, aber etwa, ja, erstaunlicherweise viele Diakonist sei. Und das, dann wollte ich sagen, dass das sah ich Hypodiakonos in dieser Inschrift von Bargala.
Ja.
Hypo war oben und dann Diakonos. Vielleicht ist das Hypodiakonos. Dazu gibt es einige sporadische Beispiele in Griechenland. Ich hatte nämlich nur Griechenland angeschaut, diese Sammlung von Berufe, Kirchlehrer und andere Berufe. Okay, danke.
Sorry, I have the privilege to discuss this new inscription, which are really important. The first one, if really comes from the 3rd century, this one, it would be unique. And the other from Ochrid.
Mm-hmm.
So the discussion is still going on.
Yeah.
And for this I have quite another solution. So only now for that Philostrogos should be not a proper name. But Alethos Philostrogos Pater, the father who's really love-full, so. But the problem is the alpha here. The alpha is clear, the dot is not not necessary. As you see this here is, sorry. But there must be an article, huh, or something like this. This is really strange, and but there correspondence in some case to Paisin, but are these ecclesiastical terms or not? Yeah.
I'm sure you're right. It's Aletos Philostorgos, the adjective, comma, pater te, but the R could be a genitive. So of a patronymic, so zum Beispiel, so and so, mena, aletos, philostorgos, pater, te, blah blah blah, ohosiotos, episcopos.
So we have, because this is only half, I think, here's the half here,
uh-huh.
So
yes.
We have,
it
like
is
this.
Here.
Yeah, you see it. So here in the middle, of his paradise verse. So we have more than 20 letters for the name of the episcopus.
I don't know if I'm the one who influenced Stavisa away from your interpretation, because I have an issue with your suggestions within the context. I can see that somebody would like to mention that epithet on an epitaph, but in mosaic, in an ecclesiastical building, it's just contextually it doesn't seem to fit for me. So that's why I push Slavica down the name interpretation.
Thank you, but if I'm right, if Philostorgos is a proper name, then I think that according to the inscriptions from Stobi, because we have most of them here, we need the article before Pater. It is in Macedonian inscriptions like this. If this is a proper name, I think it will be Hopater.
Can we go back to Capitoline now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like to ask Erhalos what happened to his interpretation.
Of course, it needs more coffees in the inscription. It's great for having that inscription. But this is, sorry, this is, there's no letters missing, so we should
but
have a text. And you see here,
I have
no
a
text.
Specific question
yeah.
To line. Because I couldn't make sense up until line 8 or 9, and after that, it didn't make any sense to me. But how certain, how confident are you with the Meta Christu?
I think I'm completely
You're completely.
Yes, here is the photo.
I have here big photos because it is a crucial point. If we have here an abbreviation, he, Y with a mark, this is here, and then we have bull and nothing. What does gets no sense? So I hear the photos.
The Christum. That would be an abbreviation for Presbyter, but it doesn't make any sense.
Abbreviation Daruberstedt, Christu Patros. Helikes ke ukas esimy, das ist unverständlich. Helikes, nein. Das kann nicht kein Gedicht sein.
So you see, some words has no sense, for example, entelomen, it's obscure. What I differ from is pistoiomene. Sorry, pistoiomene. I believe that has no Christian sense, but a more pagan one. Entrust. Then I have the sense she's entrusted for a short time with the emperor's estates, and especially with his Saltus. That means that a woman has the right to like an oikonomos. To work, to act as an oikonomos, which I have also no parallels.
Mm. No, there are parallels in Asia Minor.
Yeah? Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we have parallels.
Oh, sorry.
No, of women oikonomos.
Ah, in the States.
So, and then I have to say that this uden pleon epoiesa emenes hendeka is corresponding to pros oligon pronon. It is this short time, but yet I have, this is not the full solution here. Also ego areschon, this is strange. Okay, you see work in progress, and please, sorry.
Thank you very much for your talk. I would like to ask about the Tetraconch building in Lichnidos, because it's, well, very similar in ground plan with the Tetraconch in Athens. And you mentioned that scholars discuss the dating of the building, mostly based on the mosaics, mm-hmm. between the middle of the 5th and the middle of the 6th century.
Yes.
Now, I would like to ask, because the Tetraconch in Athens is firmly dated to the middle of the 5th, or a little bit earlier, second quarter of the 5th century, I would like to ask if this parallel has played a role in the discussion of the dating of the Tetraconch in Lichnidos, and if people who date the mosaics to the 6th century have provided also parallels for the architectural form in the 6th century. Is that clear?
Yes, but unfortunately this is not published. I made a remark, therefore, just because of that, the architecture is not published. I mean, the studies about the architecture of the church or similar churches on the Balkans is still not published, I think. Only the mosaics are analyzed and partly published, yes. Not all of them.
On that note, Lignidus, do you have a text for the Latin inscription in the Villa Romana, which was introduced to me as a bard?
No.
No, you don't have a text?
Yeah, I don't have a text.
So, is there more? Then we are nearly on the top, so 5 minutes before, and I say, like in Inscriptionis Graeci, ad coffeeam!